Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, Friday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with news that a new-look European Super League will be a competition with no permanent members and based on sporting performance, says A22 Sports Management, the company promoting a revamped European League. Simon Jordan did not blow the plans totally out the water.
I always believe if you go into a deal, what you do is you whack your opponent, right? And if they don't whack you back, then you roll all over them. Right? And if they do whack you back, then you've got an adversary that you're going to have to deal with on a different level. They may have put forward their very worst case scenario to be able to soften people's mentality up to the reality of what's a more achievable outcome. And now they're coming around at it from a proper position. I do understand some of their thinking from the first instance. They're basically saying all these core businesses that are going to generate this revenue, they are the main beneficiaries. They are the main reasons why Premier League rights are sold around the world. They're not sold because Burnley are in the Premier League. They're not sold because Crystal Palace are in the Premier League. They're sold because Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea. So then what happens is right, let's get this hysteria out of the way. Get rid of the lack of meritocracy. Get rid of the elitism of simply the legacy clubs going in there. Where's the problem?
Now, here's the under-pressure Southampton gaffer, Nathan Jones, who has set the record straight by explaining his comments after the game against Brentford, claiming they were taken hugely out of context.
I wanted to accept full responsibility, so that's the thing. So your headline, really, if you want one, is I accept full responsibility and wanted to. And I've done that in every single interview I've done in my six, seven-year managerial career. I've never, ever put it on anyone else or anything. I've always put, and that's what I came out and done the other day. I've compromised in terms of certain principles because of one, personnel, but two, the way that people want to play and so on. And I've compromised because fans and so on. Compromised on a few little things, to be honest with you, but no more. Because at the end of the day, I've had to compromise certain things and I'm not doing that again. Emotionally, was saying about compromise, but there's not massive compromise. There's certain things I've done which I've gone back to. And that's it. Now we're really focused on the weekend. I think I regret more than how they've been reported. If people who know me and know my character and know how I go about my job would realise exactly. There's been a lot said and a lot reported about you should and spoken about me. And that's fine. I accept it because of the position. But from now on, would I be better just reporting on the game and not giving anything emotional or anything from my heart or anything? Maybe. But that's not me, and I want to be authentic. And anyone who knows me and anyone in the changing room would know, because I said things to those as well, would know I was accepting responsibility, because that's what I've done throughout my whole career as a player and especially as a coach and a manager. I've never, ever, ever passed the buck. I've accepted everything.
On now to a bit of referee, stop holding me. Boxing. And here's heavyweight Anthony Joshua ahead of his fight with Jermaine Franklin. They will fight on April the 1st, April Fool's Day. Is this fight actually happening? Well, yeah, it is actually. Here's AJ discussing his change in trainers. What, like Darren Bentz, he's taken off his sneakers. Oh, that kind of trainer, since moving on from Rob McCracken. I've got a joke, actually, where it's Phil No, fine, okay.
So that's what I'm saying, there's a method. It's not crazy. It's not like it's just a madness. I've actually got a method and a strategy. So I understand where I'm going. I know. And it's not for anyone else to understand. Yeah. But I'm there. I've arrived at the destination I was trying to get to. And I tried to do it a certain way because of past experiences in terms of when I was with Robert McCracken, I felt we needed to develop. So I looked at it like Rob McCracken is, I don't follow football, but no, just Sir Alex Ferguson,
sure,
the gaffer. So I brought on, let's say, for example, a technical free kick coach and a technical penalty shooting coach underneath. They're going to work together and formalize a strategy. Like me and you sit down and look at the athlete and say, he needs to work on his jab. I'm going to watch from the outside. You're on the mitts. Keep your hand up, defend it. When you're jabbing, make sure you're hands here, so you're parrying what's coming through the middle. So I wanted to create a structure.
You're all about information, adding more to the locker, basically.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Massive breakdown in training camp. So I thought it was best to step away from that. So I started working with Angel Fernandez, very good coach, but he was first to admit that I want to help people, I'm not experienced enough. I said, all right, you know what, Angel? Due to my past experience where I brought on the coaches, you choose, because even though I've got the vision, if my coaches don't think it's right, it's not going to work. Because I'm passionate. I want to win. So I'm like, my mind's ticking. So I said, you know what? The best thing that you can do, Angel, to make this relationship work with someone that's more experienced, you choose who you think is the right fit for you.
Right.
We went around. He said, Robert Garcia. I said, you know what? I rate him. Been there, done it. And the goal was Alexander or Alexander Usyk.
Yep.
That was our target.
Yep.
We came up short, put a lot into it, and that led us to kind of the new year. I then said to Angel, look, you know, I want to keep on exploring this.
On now to the breakfast show, or as we call it, TalkSport Breakfast. Here's Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor criticising Simon Jordan for his recent comments on Jack Grealish and the reason the former Palace Mona, took a dislike to the Man City player after a meeting in Ibiza.
This Alice band wearing charlatan irritates me. I used to watch football.
He's playing well at the
when
minute.
When people like really Georgie Best and Pele and Eusebio and Johan Cruyff and Diego Maradona and even up to Ryan Giggs and Thierry Henry used to go past players. They didn't look to go over players and buy a free kick. He used to go past them and create space and go and beat another player. He doesn't do that.
Simon, your nose is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. How does he remember watching Pele and Eusebio when I believe he's mid-50s? Hey?
Well,
who's he kidding? When you were watching them, you know, three times a month, Simon, the survey says,
This Alice band wearing charlatan irritates me.
Apparently, listeners, Ali, Mr. Brazil, there's more to it with Simon. You can always tell a bit of bitterness when someone's got an agenda against the player.
Bitterness?
But,
why was that?
But apparently, many years ago in Ibiza, Mr. Simon Jordan wanted to meet our Jack Grealish for lunch.
For lunch?
Yes, and he spoke to Jack's security, and Jack said, who is Simon Jordan?
Oh, that is...
He didn't know who he was, so it was a no. He wanted to enjoy his party in the on the beach in Ibiza.
Oh, that explains
That explains everything. Oh, there's always two sides to the story.
This band wearing charlatan irritates me.
Well, interesting stuff. Here's Simon's response. Time to get your thesaurus out.
I mean, the only problem with that story is the facts and the fact that Gabby has anything to do with it. Look, first and foremost, I don't like going for Happy Meals, so I wouldn't have been going with Jack anywhere.
Right.
Second of all, it would have hardly been a meeting of the minds. Third of all, I lived in Marbella, not Ibiza, and not if you dragged tied my tongue to the back of a ferry and drove me across to Ibiza, would I want to go there. And the last person I'd want to have lunch with is that Alice band wearing nitwit. So there's absolutely no truth in it. I don't have any agenda against Jack.
No, of course you
don't. I just think he's a remarkable player that could do things slightly better. And I also feel that he's in danger of damaging a brand that I like very much. I like my Gucci gear and I can't find it upon myself to wear it anymore. If you were somebody of great substance and intellect and an ability to add things up, then I'd say, well, that's worth listening to. But it's Gabby. And we know that Gabby goes 2 + 2 = yellow.
Now, here's the Spurs assistant, Christian Stellini, ahead of Leicester against Spurs on Saturday afternoon. It's live on TalkSport 2. Stellini was speaking in the absence of manager Antonio Conte, who, of course, is recovering from having his gallbladder removed. Hugo Lloris has been signed by him for 2 months, and Stellini has full faith in second-choice keeper Fraser Forster.
First thing, I like Fraser like a man, because he's a very good man. His behavior in this season was perfect. So Every day he pushed himself to train hard, but really hard. With this behavior, he pushed also Hugo to train very hard. So he's a great man before to be a great goalkeeper, because we don't have to forget that we have men before we have player. And Fraser, I like Fraser. The difference between Hugo is we start to think about physically. He's a keeper perfect for the Premier League style, for the type of game we are going to play in Premier League. He uses both feet when he play with the ball. So it will be interesting to see him for some weeks to play with us. And we trust in him. We completely trust in him.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to Alan, Ali and Gabby playing football or tenor, as you do.
Andrea Bocelli. Izzy, a 33-year-old Italian defender, currently playing his trade at Lecce. So you might not remember him, but Lecce.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not giving that away. He was an instrumental part of the side that won the Scudetto with Juventus in 2011-12 under Conte. Or is he an Italian tenor?
I'm going to say he's a footballer.
Footballer. Andrea Bocelli. Does he play with a bell on the ball?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. That's today at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Or as Ronan Keating says, my family.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.